Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge Show with myself, Israel Ajozi, officially sponsored by Magic Mind. Go get your drinks, man. I do put the link on my YouTube channel and also on the podcast as well, so you can get your discount. Go get your mind magic, man. Want to clear that fatigue? Yeah. As you can tell, I've got a croaky voice. I'm going to be doing the show today in a croaky voice. I'm also going to be, you know, sniffing a little bit, maybe even sneezing. Yeah, man. I'm doing too much work. That's what it is. But it is what it is. Welcome to the show, Luna Lounge. I am live on the YouTube, I am live on Instagram, and I am also live on Facebook as well. Although I cannot see the comments on Facebook. I actually went on my Facebook yesterday and just saw a whole heap of stuff that I, you know, comments just getting back to people after God knows how many, you know, it is what it is. I'm noticing my screen here is moving a bit like slow motion-y. Listen. This Mercury retrograde, which should be finishing tomorrow, needs to end quick. I was with a client the other day, and I tell you what, never happened before on Zoom. Everything just froze, broke down, we had to just reschedule the meeting. Never happened in the history of me doing this. First time. Yeah. But yeah, back on track, and it is what it is. So yeah, voice is sounding a bit croaky, but I'm here. I'm going to take my shot of my, you know, magic mind, as I always do. And yeah, hopefully that gets us clear. That's going to give me the energy, I know that. It's going to clear the mind, it's going to clear. So welcome to each and every single body. Welcome to those of you tuning in on the Instagram. If you are listening to this show for the first time, it's a show, it's an astrological show. It's to inform, enlighten, entertain, about the cosmos and what's going on in the heavens and how it's being reflected or how it's manifesting in our, well, lives, whether that's individually, collectively, they're all working. How's the weather like where you are? I am in cloudy London, UK. Weather is just all over the place. One minute it's cloudy, then a bit of sunshine, then it's coming down with rain, then it's windy. It's like the weather can't make up its mind. It is what it is. Shout out to everybody there on the Instagram. I see you all. Jasmine, LaDonna, my orgasma. She has happened to join my live. What's going on here? This ain't TikTok. It is what it is. Shout out to Pfizer. Magdalena, I should say. Emanuela, how you doing? Shout out to you guys also as well on the, I can read the comments here. For those of you on the YouTube, shout out to Tiffany. How you doing? All the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Shout outs to Pam, Sister Pam. How you doing? Faye's in the building. Miss Johnson is in the building. Hello, how you doing? Okay. Yeah, looks like we've got a busy one today. Everybody's in the building, and I'm sure there's going to be more joining. I'm going to be bringing up the chart for the moment, or where the planets are at, letting you know what it is that we can be looking forward to. This month is pretty much finished, right? So I think, and I did last week, so we kind of know what's going, although I'll skip through it. But I do want to look at the first couple of weeks in May. May is upon us. By the way, we are in the Taurus season. Yes, we are in the Taurus season. Shout out. Yes, shout out to the Taurus. Shout out to the Taurus. Round of applause for the Taurus people, because we are in. Yes, yeah, yes. Thank you very much. So we have begun the Taurus month. Sun has just moved in, what, about 4 or 5 days ago now? But it is what it is. Shout out to Yvette. Yeah, I know, right? Husky voice. You got a husky voice to deal with today. Yeah, I'm not firing on all cylinders. Do you know what it is? On a reel, I'm doing too much readings. Seriously, it's like, and you know, something happened in the last couple of weeks. I should have just kept my mouth shut, as though I wasn't busy enough as it is. And yeah, basically, what's going on here? Computer all being all slow and that kind of stuff. Listen, man, behave yourself. Yeah, I did a talk on a platform. I'm not going to mention what platform, but it just doubled, if not quadrupled, you know, in terms of readings. Readings for me, seriously, I shouldn't be doing more than one a day. If I should be really pushing it, maybe two. That's the. In the last week, I've been doing 3, 4, and it's still not enough. Like, I need to cool the heck out of here. Okay, later on in the show, as per usual, you know, tarot card of the week. So I'll be bringing out the tarot card of the week. Competition time. We got a winner, and I'll be posing another question today. £30 up grabs again. So make sure you stay tuned. So we've got a winner from last week. We had a few latecomers. It was tight, man. It was tight. But hey, I'm going to be announcing the winner for last week's competition. Shout out to Florence, also in the building as well. Yeah. Yeah, it's. What's that meant to mean? Oh, okay, right. I was about to. All right, I don't know. Okay, ignore that. I won't go into that. I thought that was a comment for me, but obviously it wasn't. What's going to happen? I'm going to be bringing up the chart for the moment. What else did I want to say? For those of you in London town, did you guys, have you watched the news this morning? Some two horses went nuts in the central of London. They've managed to catch them, by the way. One black horse and one white horse. I think that's quite interesting. Yesterday, we had the full moon in Scorpio. Shout outs to the full moon in Scorpio. Yes. Shout out to the full moon in Scorpio. So we had the full moon. Yeah. So that was yesterday. So many of you, or many of us, are perhaps maybe feeling the effects of that. I think that's definitely connected with those two horses, for sure. One black, one white. Quite interesting. And there was one of them was bleeding. I don't know if the horse cut itself or cut someone else or something of that nature. Horses running wild in the city of London, people. Yeah, could you believe it? This today. Yeah, this morning. Could you believe it? Yeah, go check out the news, man. Check out them horses. Yeah, we've got horses running around London. Could you believe that? You know, we've been thrown back into the, dark ages. Something of that nature. Yes, Emmanuel, how you doing? Yes, my orgasma, great to see you in the building. Would never think I would see you on this platform. But it is what it is. And shout out to everybody there. Shout out to Raj Angel. Hey, all the people are all coming in. Okay, good morning from Florida. See, we got people. This is an international show. We all know that, right? Remember, I'm available on all podcast platforms. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, you name it. My podcast is there. Actually, most people listen to this on a podcast. It is a podcast. I just used to do this one live. That's all it is. But it all gets uploaded on the podcast and on the YouTube as well, right? So thanks a lot for your support, guys. I have to make an apology. I haven't been doing the Sunday shows. Well, especially not lately. I haven't had no time. It's a craziness. But I'm going to get back to that. Shout out to, is that Die Stalkers? Or is it DJ Stalkers? DI Stalkers? Okay, welcome to the show. Welcome to, welcome Shamim. Yeah, too many names to mention, man. I'll be here all day doing shout outs. Otherwise, I'm on three platforms streaming live. How many people am I going to shout out? I'm going to lose this voice, you know, I'm telling you. I need to take a break from readings, man. Break. Like I did to that when I was asking her, she goes, oh, I don't do readings anymore. I was like, no, you don't? Really? Someone of your caliber? I'd be doing readings every day. I now know what she meant. She said, go ahead and enjoy. And I'm reaching that stage now where it's like, yeah, let's start capping this reading stuff. It's nice, but you know, shout out to Mason all the way from New York. And I've also got my hot drink. Do you like my cup? Do you recognize anything on my cup? Yes, you do recognize something on my cup, don't you? See all those planets? It's an astrology cup. Look at that. Only for me, right? Only for the best astrologers. Got Saturn there. You got all of them. Look at him, look at him, Uranus. Yeah, that's my little astrology cup. My little planetary cup. Can't really call it an astrology one, but yeah, it is what it is. But I've got a nice hot drink in here, got my lemon, got my ginger, got my honey, and I'm stocking up. Yeah, I need some of that. Yeah, FaceTime, she wants one. I'm gonna have to hook you up. I'm gonna start selling these on my website. Why not? I'm going to start selling these on my website. Coming soon. Yeah, watch out for the planetary cups and the zodiac sign cups. Got them coming soon. Going to be soon on my website. I've actually designed them already. Just need to get the link and everything all set up. Yeah, so there we go. When it's all up and running, I'll let you know. Get your planetary and your zodiac signs on board. So where am I going? You can hear me. I'm sniffing. You're going to be hearing a lot of that in the face. And I'm drinking a hot drink, so I'm probably gonna, you know, be sweating a bit. It's hard doing this. I need a nice glamorous assistant, don't I? Anywho, let's get into the astrology of the day. You know me, always fiddling with my bits and bobs. Share screen and let's have a look. Here we go. This is the chart for right now, as you can see it. I'm sure you can all see it. Can you not all see it? Hasn't it come up yet? Yes, of course it has. Well, I can see it. I can see something. So something must be happening. But I'm seeing a bit of a delay here. My screen's going a little bit fuzzy. I do apologize for that. And I'm seeing my screen here reboot as well. So you may don't adjust your screens. It's probably coming from my end. Especially that now, you know, Mercury's about to slow down to go direct, but either way, this is one of the more difficult times. So, yeah, people, you should be able to see the screen. The moon is in Scorpio. We got a Scorpio moon. Does that mean the show is going to be intense? Shall we talk about why not? But we had the full moon yesterday, didn't we? So, yeah, moon is all in her powerful. Scorpio moon is a very powerful moon. Even though the moon is in detriment, you know, it's still a very powerful moon. Let's get into today. What else is happening today? We've got Mars here. We got Mars when the Sun was conjunct Neptune a few months ago. Remember, just before the spring equinox, what was my warning to you guys? What was my advice? I said, stay away from alcohol. Well, I'm going to say that again, especially with Mars moving to a conjunction towards Neptune. That can definitely bring out some violent behavior. So you want to be watching that. So Mars conjunct Neptune right about now. Time for compassion. Time to ease down. And we haven't really been hearing nothing. I know the war's still going on. But surely this must calm things down. Must. So that's going to be exact in the next couple of days. We've got the Jupiter Uranus. That's been on the day Jupiter Uranus conjunct Elon Musk. Was it Elon Musk? I think Elon Musk was involved. It was Elon Musk and something to do with Meta are launching a new kind of social media platform. It's going to be revolutionary. Watch out. You heard it here first. Or maybe you didn't. We've got the Neptune. The Mars Neptune, which will be perfected 8th of April, right? So in about 4 days' time, that is going to perfect itself. So, okay. Mercury is going direct. The 26th is still stationary. But he's stationary going direct. So really, the Mercury retrograde is really clear until about the 26th. So people, after the 26th, you can go ahead and start signing your contracts. You can go ahead and start buying your new items. And, you know, things should start to run smoothly. And there's no other retrograde at the moment other than Mercury. So, okay, coolio. Not for now. I think Pluto might be one of the next ones to go. We can start moving a bit more, you know, ahead of our time. Florence is saying, I'm still waiting for my competition book, let alone a cup. Yeah, your competition book is still here, alive and well. I believe you got the editor, right? Yeah, it's here. Don't worry. Like I said, just don't like post offices. Christian had to come to my house and get it himself. let alone he was asked for something else. But anyway, but yeah, that's how it is. So we got the Mars. That will be on the 28th. And then on the 29th of April, we've got the goddess herself, the great goddess herself, Venus, moving into the sign of Taurus. Now, that is something I cannot wait for. I absolutely love a Venus in Taurus. How can you not? It's got to be one of the best planetary positions. Really good. So we can really start indulging, connecting with the senses. We're going to have about 3 weeks of beautifulness. Is that a word? All right. We're going to have a month of more beauty. Let's put it that way. Venus moving into Taurus. Can be quite nice. Could be quite nice for you, Taurus. For you, Tauruses. It's my sister's birthday on the 26th. This coming Friday. Yeah, she's a Taurus. Anywho, back to the chart. Venus in Taurus. Really good. Very grounding. Very abundant. Extremely fertile. Very pleasant. We can really tap into a nice, beautiful, wonderful energy. Any artist out there, you can really tap into this energy. Great for doing gardening. Yeah, Venus in Taurus is wonderful for gardening. Great for redecorating your house, bringing a bit of beauty in. Great for anything associated with the body, cosmetics, beauty, art, anything that needs to be refined. Venus in Taurus will be wonderful. Great for making a bit of money. How can we not get that? We love a Venus in Taurus. That's going to be great. Venus is going to move into Taurus on the 29th of April. And then on the 30th, of April, 1st of May, Mars is going to move into Aries. So we're going to have Mars in Aries, Venus in Taurus. Now that is going to be a wonderful start to the month of May. That is something I'm looking forward to. I think May is going to be a really good month. Watch out for May, people. Watch out. For those of you who have planets in Virgo or Capricorn, that could be good. You're going to be getting a trine, especially early Virgos, those people born in the later part of August, or those people born in the early Virgos, later part of August. And for those of you who are born in the later part of December, we'll be getting a nice trine from Venus. And for those of you born later part of April, you're going to be having a Venus transiting your sun. That's really good. You Earth signs have been having quite a bit of a year, haven't you? Let's face it. Taurus, Virgos, Capricorns, you've been getting that wonderful trine for the last year from the great planet Jupiter. And some of you are having a great trine from Uranus still. Coolio. Now the sun has moved into Taurus. Now and then Venus is going to move into Taurus on the 1st of May. We're getting a nice Taurus energy here for the month of May. I'm loving it. And we've got a bit of with Mars in Aries. Yeah, it's about to get heated, baby. Watch out for the heat. I'm watching the chat here. If you're wondering why I'm turning right, it's because I'm looking at another screen. I hope Mars Neptune calms things down. We just had a match in Memphis Saturday. Bloody hell. What's going on? When don't you have a shooting in America? I'm not having a go at you, Tiffany. But yeah. But do you know what it is? You will have a shooting right about now in America. That doesn't surprise me. Why? Because in the chart of the USA, Mars is number one, angular, and it's in the sign of Gemini. Well, what's happening right now? Mars is squaring the natal Mars of the chart of America. So yes, America will experience a bit of, you know what? Yeah, that kind of stuff. America's full of it, but even more so now. Sensitive degree, especially right now, because Mars is squaring that Mars of the US. So that wouldn't surprise me, Tiffany. My progress Venus is in Taurus. Wonderful. I'll definitely take that. It will be there for what? About a good, at least 25 years. Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. But yeah, Venus in Taurus is really good. So we're seeing here some nice planetary ingresses for the beginning of May. Then what's going to happen? Not much, as all these planets are all bunched up. Then we're going to have a new moon. On the 8th of May, we're going to have a new moon in Taurus. That's a good one. People, start making your wishes. Why? Because the moon is exalted in Taurus. One of the best new moons of the year is a new moon in Taurus. And new moons are about sealing, initiating, planting new things. So with this new moon, it will be great to focus on security, wealth, money, new start, get it going. We've just gone through April. You've sorted out your taxes. Get your money, baby. Here where you can do some rituals or some affirmations or prayers or whatever it is you do, positive visualization, positive thinking. Make sure it's around abundance, something fruitful with this new moon in Taurus, which is going to be around 18 degrees of Taurus on the 8th of May. So, yeah. So cool. Oh, shout out to Angela. Angela, love in the building. Okay. So we're going to have a new moon. Be close to Uranus. So this new moon coming up in Taurus, it's got a bit of a kick to it. It's got a bit of a bang. So you really want to be taking opportunities there with Uranus. That's going to be good. And that's going to be one to watch out for. And then what happens? Mars is going 2 days. On the 4th of May, 4th of May, on the 3rd and 4th of May, sextile Pluto. Mars will sextile Pluto. Well, the Mars-Pluto aspect has been strongly linked, because when Mars squared Pluto, last year, October, boom, we had the situation with Iraq. With Palestine and Israel. It kicked off, amongst other things. So this is going to be a sextile. So here, this should be some kind of progress. Some kind of advance. Things getting better. It's a sextile. Sextiles have a Venusian nature to them. So that should be actually quite helpful, actually. So that's on the 3rd and 4th of May. We're going to... Then we have the new moon on the 8th. Then what's happening? Not much happening, I tell you. A planetary aspect wise, all these planets are just all bunched up together. Then what starts happening? It seems like it's the moon that's been very active. What starts to happen round about the 15th of May, Venus is going to start getting closer and closer to the sun. Unfortunately, she doesn't reach the sun by the time he leaves the sign. However, on the 18th, let's go back a bit. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Let's go back a bit. on, well, starting from about the 8th of May, the sun will start to conjunct Uranus. We're going to have a sun-Uranus conjunction. This is going to, well, sun-Uranus is really unpredictable. We're going to be getting a lot of unpredictable behavior. We're going to get a lot of rebellious nature. We're going to start seeing people rebelling against authority. You're going to be seeing a lot of that on the news during that time. Watch out. From about the 7th, 8th of May, the sun will conjunct Uranus. On the 13th of May, on the 12th, sorry, on the 12th of May and the 13th of May, the sun is going to conjunct Uranus. Watch what happens in your country, in the world. You're going to see a lot of rebellious nature. You're going to see a lot of kickback against governmental structures, people in authority. That's going to be quite interesting. A lot of unpredictable stuff happening around that time. It could get a little bit chaotic. So that's going to be the 12th of May where we're having that. And Venus is trying to catch up to the sun, but she doesn't quite reach there. And then the sun will go on, starting from that 13th. The sun will start to conjunct Jupiter. Now that's going to be really good. People, stay alert. I'll talk more about it closer to the time, but you're getting a heads up. Starting from the 12th, 13th, 14th of May, the sun and Jupiter are going to be conjunct. We're going to get a sun-Jupiter conjunction. It's going to be exactly on the 18th of May. On the 18th of May is when it's going to be exact. This is going to be a great time for success, a great time for, you want to be making a wish. There's going to be lots of opportunities around this particular time. You really want to be tapping into that energy. Sun, Jupiter, really good. Good for traveling, good for anything to do with spirituality, good for wealth, finance, lots of opportunities opening. Doors opening for you. So you want to seize that opportunity with Sun conjunct Jupiter on the 18th of May, right? So that's going to be on the 18th of May. Watch out for that. Just looking at the chats here, the new moon is near Jupiter. Yeah, not so much near Jupiter. It's actually closer to Uranus. The new moon is going to be at 18 degrees of Taurus. So the new moon is actually picking up Uranus, if anything. Talk about a fertile new moon. We should all do a ritual. Yeah, should all do a ritual anyway, the fact that it's in Taurus. But it's picking up Uranus more, not so much Jupiter. Jupiter's a bit further away. Not too far away, but not so much to make an impact. It's going to be a new moon with Uranus. So, yeah, I hope the 18th is okay. That's my birthday baby shower. Okay. Yeah, baby shower. Why not? That's a great day to have a baby shower. Sun conjuncts Jupiter. It's going to be telling us a little bit about your baby. Yeah. No, Sun conjunct Jupiter is really going to be good. Great for celebrations, especially in Taurus. It's on a Saturday. The 18th of May. It's going to be on a Saturday. That is going to be expansive. It's going to be big. There's going to be lots of celebrations. There's going to be, that's going to be a big weekend for sure. Somebody's asking me, that maniac witch is asking me on Instagram, how's your throat? Not too great. That's why I'm drinking hot lemon and honey with some ginger. Oh, it's crazy. Too much talking. That's what's going on. I need a break. Anywho, that's what this. I'm really looking forward to this 18th of May, and I there's going to be a build up. We're going to be having Sun conjunct Jupiter. It's going to be brilliant, guys. You really want to get into that. It will peak on the 18th of May. They will still be conjunct on the 19th of May, but the sun will be pulling away. 20th of May, they will still be conjunct. So the energies will still be there, but it will be waning. And on the 20th of May, the sun will move into Gemini. Shout out to all you Geminis out there. Shout out to Mason. Mason is letting me know that, yes, it's going to be on Algol, a fixed star. Well, hopefully nobody loses their head, because that's what that fixed star is essentially to do with. It's not the best of fixed stars, Algol. But, yeah, it is what it is. But it's still a Sun-Jupiter conjunction. Take it in a transit. Somebody's telling me that they're watching me on YouTube. Okay. But I can see you here on Instagram. But I mean, you're on YouTube as well. Some people are on both. Hey, I have that pleasure, right? Coolio. So the sun moves into Gemini on the 20th of May, and we will be celebrating a new zodiac month. However, we are in the month of Taurus, right? Celebrating the Taurus people for now, right? It is what it is. Famous Tauruses. Who we got? Al Pacino, Taurus. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. See the symbolism there? Rock. Dwayne Johnson, Taurus. Chris Brown, Taurus. The Queen, she was a Taurus, but she's passed now. She's gone. But nevertheless, we can still mention those pasts and present. Who else? Taurus. Che Guevara, Taurus, I believe. Was he Taurus or Gemini? Am I getting it mixed up? Not too sure. I think he was Taurus, Che Guevara. Who else do I know? Taurus. Chris Brown. I know he's Taurus. What's the name of that actress there? That Meg Sutton. She's a Taurus. Adele, Taurus. Adele is Taurus. Oh, yep, someone's reminding me there in the chat. Adele is a Taurus. She is. Well, she probably been gifted with that voice. You get quite some artists, nice artists with that Taurus energy, for sure. Shout out to all the Tauruses. I'm being reminded also as well, George Clooney, another Taurus. Yeah. Mason is saying the best fighters, generals, are Taurus. Are you sure about that? I don't know. Might have to look that one up. It could well be they've got planets in Aries, and that's what's going on there. But shout out to the Taurus people. It's your season, and we shall... the seasons, we shall accept and embrace all of them. David Beckham, yes, another Taurus, that is correct. Yes, all coming out now. Janet Jackson, people are sending all the names now. It is what it is. Shout out to Light Warriors 22. Okay, end of May. What do you mean, end of May? What's happening, end of May? So that is there, and I think in terms of planetary, where I will leave it is on the 23rd of May, we're going to be having a full moon, our next full moon, which is going to be in the sign of Sagittarius, of course, and that will be on the 23rd. However, I tell you what I'm going to end on is now. This is really going to be good. Listen to this. Starting from about the 20th of May, as the sun moves into Taurus, Venus, who is in Taurus, very strong, is going to start making a conjunction to Jupiter. Oh my God. That is going to be a wonderful planetary conjunction, alignment, call it what you will. That I am waiting. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be from about the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, and from about the 20th is where it really starts getting strong. It's going to become exact. There's going to be an exact conjunction on the 22nd of May of Venus, Jupiter. 22nd, 23rd of May. There's going to be an exact conjunction of Venus, Jupiter. Party. Self-indulgence. Drink, eat, be merry. That's like, I mean, Venus conjunct Jupiter in Taurus is a recipe for a carnival, for a street party, for everything. You ain't gonna get better than that, are you? Yes, I am gonna welcome that. I'm putting that one down in my diary. So starting from the 20th, start from the 20th. That's where it's really gonna be strong. 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of May. We got this powerful Venus Jupiter. Time to make lots of money. Light Warrior, Nowak in Seattle. Are you going? I should be going. If I don't go, I'm definitely going to be online. In two minds about that. Loads of projects in the air. Nowak. I'm looking forward to Nowak. Shout out to Nowak, by the way. You mean Gemini on the 20th? Yeah, the sun will be moving into Gemini on the 20th of May. Yes, the sun. Somebody's telling me we will be in Portugal. So someone's going to be in Portugal. Light Warrior is saying yes. Okay, yeah, cool. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then on the 23rd of May, there's going to be a full moon in Sagittarius. So we'll talk about that a bit more closer to the time. Venus is also going to move into Gemini. You're going to have to say goodbye to Venus in Taurus. So enjoy it while it lasts, people. That Venus in Taurus. Enjoy it while it lasts. Yippee. That is the situation of the planets over the course of the first, 2-3 weeks of May. It looks good. I really like this month of May. Lots of stuff happening, lots of energy happening. Another thing I forgot to mention on the 15th, 16th of May, on the 15th of May, Mercury is going to move into Taurus. Right? Mercury is going to move into Taurus. So we're going to have Mercury, Venus, Uranus, Sun, and Jupiter in Taurus. We're going to have five planets in Taurus from the 16th of May. Ooh, I like that. I really like that. That's good. I'm really liking the month of May. Seriously. It's very, very Taurus-y. It is a Taurus month. But it's going to be very Taurus-y. People are going to be indulging. People are really going to be grounded. People are going to be more peaceful. People are going to slow down. We're going to be indulgent in food, in the senses, smell, taste, touch. I wonder how much perfume is going to be sold during this time. Better check my stock markets. You see, put a bit of money on perfume. Something tells me that the sales will go up. And you can make a bit bit of money. So yeah, watch out for that. Lots of Taurus energy there. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that, my people, is the news, the cosmic news, brought to you by the Lunar Lounge. So yeah, Faye saying we will be in Portugal. You know, that's all good. You're going to be getting all that Taurus energy. A great Portugal is a great place to be. Portugal has a very Taurus. I was going to say tourist there. Taurus energy. And Spain, more so. But so does Portugal. They have similar roots, let's say, so to speak, of course. So, yeah. So that is the cosmic news for now. Let's go back to the main screen. We can hear me with my croaky voice and blocked up nose. Speaking about that, people, go get your magic mind. I'm telling you, energy is off the chain. Mental clarity. And I suppose I need it with my, I'm going to think of all this and I'm doing everything. People are like, no, you need, you know, I was speaking to my, what do I call him? Social media manager. He goes, you need to employ somebody. I said, no, I don't. I got magic mind. This is my sister. This one gives me the energy, man. A shout out to Alicia and Miss Kazi. Instagram. See, look, my screen's going funny. It might be going funny at your end also as well, but I'm getting a... don't like that. Anyway, go get the magic mind. The details are there. Whether it's on the YouTube, I do post it below after I finish this. There's a discount code and you can get the discounts. You can only get the discounts through the Lunar Lounge. Right. So get on it. It's a really, really good drink. Seriously. I'm not one for pushing or advertising, but I will do this one and I'm going to take a shot. That'll knock that out. Trust me. I used to drink one of these, but not anymore. I mean, they are nice, but half is enough. Otherwise, like all night, I'm buzzing. I'm like 2-3 hours, I'm up. I mean, I'm not one for sleeping 6 hours anyway, but yeah, with this one, I'm really up, seriously. Yeah, you want to get your magic mind, get it on there. What else? Competition time. We're at that time. We do have a winner. We do have a winner, and I'm going to go to the winner. Now, I have to say, it was a tight one. Now, hold on a minute. Nobody listens to this show. I'm telling you. Nobody listens to this show. Yeah. I tell the rules every week. What do people go and do? Somebody emailed me straight after the show last week. What? Brother, please. No, can't do that one. Plus the answer was wrong anyway, but hey, it is what it is. Thank you very much, Light Warrior. Yes, oh yeah, I'll be all right. Don't worry about it. But last week's question, I asked what planet rules eagles. The answer, tight, I'm telling you, I'm not gonna lie, it was really, really tight. So the winner is Eileena. You won. How I can say this, because Jacqueline Witter, you were bang on the money. Both of your emails came in at 12. It showed the time, 12. But Alina's came in first. And then you came second. So I don't know whether it was missed by seconds. Christian, I don't know what you were thinking. Yeah, like you said, he said he forgot. Alina, you got £30 on the way to you. It is what it is. But there's another £30 up for grabs. Yvette's saying that's just dumb. LOL. What is dumb? anyhow, question. Let me put it on the board for now so you know, right? I'm going to put it on the board now. Listen, it's the first person who emails me. The email address should be appearing on your screens right now. It's thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. It's the first person who emails me next week, Tuesday, starting from 12 midnight GMT. Florence has asked me to change the times. I'm considering it. I may do that. It's not going to make any difference, I don't think. People will still forget. People will coming at the wrong time. But okay. And I didn't want to do it during a Mercury retrograde. So I'd rather Mercury go direct and then I will consider changing the time. Next week, Tuesday, this week, is what planet rules bats? Bats, as in Batman, bats. What planet rules bats? That is the question for this week. What planet rules bats? The first person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com next week, Tuesday, starting from 12 midnight, gets £30 sent into their bank account. You can buy yourself a bottle of wine. Why not? I just finished my hot lemon, all done. I should knock it out, right? So email me, thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. The question is, what planet rules bats? Somebody's saying here, what was this week's answer? Oh, Jupiter. So that was for the competition for last week. What planet rules eagles? Jupiter. This week, what planet rules bats? See, I'm going with a birdie thing at the moment. I don't know why. Just happens to be like that. Faye says, I always forget. You can program it now. You can program your email now to send it at 12 o'clock midnight next week. Just don't send it here, that's all. Or don't send it now. What planet rules bats, as in Batman? thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com, and you will be the winner of £30. Which brings us to the end part of the show. Because I've got to go, and I'm sure you've got places to go and things to do. I surely have. Got places to go, people to see. Of course I have. So I'm shuffling the cards because it's that time of the week, is it not, right? Tarot card of the week, of course. Tarot card of the week. So here we go. Just going to pull out a card and let's see. What do we get? We got a nice one last week, didn't we? Did we get the sun or something like that? Something of that nature. Okay, what's it going to be? I'm just going to split the card, man. It is what it is. And it's going to be What do we have? We got the Hanged Man. We got the Hanged Man. So it might be a week. And this may also be coinciding Mercury, although Mercury's retrograde is about to go direct over the next couple of days. But this is the card about being in suspense. So we're likely going to be feeling like we're in suspense. This card is indicating don't try to force anything. Don't try to push anything. Don't try to force anything. Everything will happen in divine time. It's out of your hands, people. It's bigger than you can think. And it's saying to let go, to sacrifice whatever it is that you need to let go of for a something bigger. There's something bigger ahead. Something more worthwhile. That is what this card essentially is about. So we got the Hanged Man. So we may feel like we're in between worlds with this card. We might be feeling a little bit confused, not knowing where we are over the course of the next week. That's okay. Because we're going through a transition. And part of the transition is to let go. And it's to let go so that something bigger, better can be given to us or shown to us in the future. So watch it. It's only for, I mean, it's for the week, isn't it? It's going to be finished by next week. So, hey, and I suppose it's coinciding a little bit with that Mercury retrograde. This can feel a little bit Mercury retrograde-y. It's that kind of card. So it's all about the Hanged Man. This card is also telling us, try to look at things from a different perspective. Try to look at things from a different perspective. He's upside down. You know, turn the head upside down. Look at things from a different perspective, not one way. Don't limit yourself. This is what we do. So this is the card of the day. We got the Hanged Man, people. It is what it is. Listen, people, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Those of you who joined in on the Instagram, shout out to Core Crystals. You just joined. You're late. I'm about to head off. Shout out to everybody here on the YouTube. As usual, always supporting the show. I'm thankful for that. And I will be back. I really do hope so. But I mean, let's see. But I do hope so that I should be back on Sunday. I hope I can be back on Sunday. And if not, I'll be back on Wednesday live as usual, right here. Lunaland Podcast, sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. Remember, the discount code is there. If you go on my YouTube channels, if you just look in the information bit, you will see sponsor. You will see the link to be able to get the discount code. Go and get your, I'm telling you, sponsor Magic Mind, sponsor the show, sponsor yourself. You really want that for yourself, trust me. It is what it is. My name's Israel Ajozi. You have been listening to my croaked voice for the last hour. I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation. Have a great week, people. I cannot stress it anymore. On that note, people, stay good, stay blessed. I'll be with you again, same time, same place, next week. And I am out. Thank you very, very much.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.